1 Chronicles chapter 7. The sons of Issachar: Tola, Pua, Jashub, and Shimron, 4 in all. The sons of Tola: Uzai, Raphiah, Jeriel, Jarmai, Ibsam, and Samuel, heads of their families. During the reign of David, the descendants of Tola, listed as fighting men in their genealogy, numbered 22,600. The son of Uzai: Izrahiah. The sons of Izrahiah: Michal, Obadiah, Joel, and Ishiah. All 5 of them were chiefs. According to their family genealogy, they had 36,000 men ready for battle, for they had many wives and children. The relatives who were fighting men belonging to all the clans of Issachar, as listed in their genealogy, were 87,000 in all. 3 sons of Benjamin: Bela, Bica, and Jediel. The sons of Bela: Esbon, Azai, Aziel, Jerimoth, and Irai, heads of families, 5 in all. Their genealogical record listed 22,034 fighting men. The sons of Bica: Zemira, Joash, Eliza, Elioenai, Omri, Jeremoth, Abijah, Anathoth, and Elameth. All these were the sons of Bica. Their genealogical record listed the heads of families and 20,200 fighting men. The son of Jediel: Bilhan. The sons of Bilhan: Jeush, Benjamin, Ehud, Kenaana, Zethan, Tarshish, and Ahishear. All these sons of Jediel were heads of families. There were 17,200 fighting men ready to go out to war. The Shuppites and Huppites were the descendants of Ur, and the Hushites the descendants of Aher. The sons of Naphtali: Yaziel, Gunai, Jezer, and Shillem, the descendants of Bilhah. The descendants of Manasseh: Azriel was his descendant through his Aramean concubine. She gave birth to Machir, the father of Gilead. Machir took a wife from among the Huppites and Shuppites. His sister's name was Maacah. Another descendant was named Zelophehad, who had only daughters. Machir's wife Maacah gave birth to a son and named him Piresh. His brother was named Shiresh, and his sons were Ulam and Rechem. The son of Ulam: Bedan. These were the sons of Gilead, son of Machir, the son of Manasseh. His sister Hamoleketh gave birth to Ishod, Apaiza, and Mala. The sons of Shemaida were Ahayan, Shechem, Likhi, and Anayam. The descendants of Ephraim: Shuthila, Bered, his son, Tehath, his son, Eliada, his son, Tehath, his son, Zabad, his son, and Shuthila, his son. Ezer and Eliad were killed by the native-born men of Gath when they went down to seize their livestock. Their father Ephraim mourned for them many days, and his relatives came to comfort him. Then he made love to his wife again, and she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. He named him Beriah, because there had been misfortune in his family. His daughter was Shira, who built Lower and Upper Beth-horon, as well as Azan-Shira. Repha was his son, Resheph his son, Tila his son, Tehan his son, Ladan his son, Amihud his son, Elishama his son, Nun his son, and Joshua his son. Their lands and settlements included Bethel and its surrounding villages, Naoran to the east, Giza and its villages to the west, and Shechem and its villages, all the way to Aya and its villages. Along the borders of Manasseh were Beth-shan, Teanach, Megiddo, and Dor, together with their villages. The descendants of Joseph, son of Israel, lived in these towns. The sons of Asher: Imna, Ishva, Ishvai, and Beriah. Their sister was Sirah. The sons of Beriah: Heber and Malkiel, who was the father of Bezaith. Heber was the father of Japhlet, Shomer, and Hotham, and their sister Shuah. The sons of Japhlet: Pesach, Bimhal, and Ashvath. These were Japhlet's sons. The sons of Shomer: Ahai, Rogah, Haba, and Aram. The sons of his brother Helam: Zophar, Imna, Shelesh, and Amal. The sons of Zophar: Sua, Hanapheh, Shual, Birai, Imra, Biza, Hod, Shama, Shilsha, Ithran, and Beira. The sons of Jetha: Jephune, Pizpah, and Era. The sons of Allah: Era, Haniel, and Ritzia. All these were descendants of Asher, heads of families, choice men, brave warriors, and outstanding leaders. The number of men ready for battle, as listed in their genealogy, was 26,000.